Passengers catching the train from Bath Spa station are now able to use the ticket office again.
It was closed because the ceiling fell in, which was a bit unfortunate, obviously. But I'm pleased to say it's now reopened. But it gave us a taste of what was to come if the government goes ahead with its plans to close all the ticket offices pretty much across England.
Bruce Williamson from campaign group Rail Future says it was closed for 2 weeks. A consultation on the proposed closures is running until the 1st of September.
Let's get back onto the conversation of railway ticket offices. This time, though, we're heading to Bath Spa because it had been closed for 2 weeks due to concerns over a crumbling ceiling with tickets being sold on the platform. And it comes, obviously, at a time when several ticket offices on several stations are under threat in the country of permanent closure as part of plans to shut them completely. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future.
It was closed because the ceiling fell in, which was a bit unfortunate, obviously, but I'm pleased to say it's now reopened. But it gave us a taste of what was to come, or what probably still is to come, if the government goes ahead with its plans to close all the ticket offices pretty much across England. I mean, there were staff available, which is good. We're not opposed to people coming out behind the glass and helping passengers in other ways as well as selling the tickets. But that human presence must be there. And we're also worried that the sort of full range of tickets aren't available to people. It's just kind of basic tickets that you can get from, you know, ticket machines and so on. So, you know, that's where it could go wrong for passengers, that it might end up costing them more money. There's been a whole series of demos across the country, people joining in, campaign groups such as ours, the rail unions, various other transport groups are opposed to this, quite understandably, because we feel that human interaction is really important. If you're a passenger and you're not happy about this, I'm afraid the train operating companies themselves can't do anything about this. This is a government thing, so you need to respond to the consultation from passenger focus. We understand that there have been tens of thousands of responses already, so there is just a chance that the government might backtrack on this, so we need to keep the pressure up.
Let's talk about this then. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future.